A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Tainis Daf Test, Tainis 9a, pagination, page 17. We'll start from the facing page on the bottom. So we are on Ches Amud Beis 8b, page 16. One line up towards the middle of the line, there's a memra from Rabbi Yechanan regarding rain. And from there, we springboard to the topic of tzedakah. V'omer Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan said, Eina gishomim ne'etzarim, rain is not withheld, ella, except for the reason of, in other words, rain is held back for the following reason, b'shvil poskei tzedakah barabim ve'ein nosnim, because of people who allocate tzedakah, they declare a pledge to tzedakah in public, and they don't give it. Rashi comments that this has nothing to do with the fact that they pledged it barabim in public. It has to do with the fact that they pledged it and didn't give it, except that the typical case that a person would pledge and not give is because they pledged it for reasons of publicity, of PR, and therefore their heart is not really in it to actually give it. But the same concept would be true even if a person made such a pledge and didn't give it because they were careless. Shenemar. It's based on a pasuk. Nesiyim v'ruach, the clouds and the wind. V'geshem oyin, but there is no rain. It's like Hashem is taunting. There are all the indications weather-wise that it's going to rain, but it doesn't actually rain. Why would that be? And the pasuk in Mishlei concludes, Ish mishalel b'matas sheker, because you have a person who's praising himself with a gift that's false. He's not actually giving it. And that would be a reason for rain to be withheld, presumably based on the same concept that the Rama mentions at the beginning of Hilchas Tzedakah, that just as Hashem sustains us, we're expected to go ahead and sustain the needy. And Hashem looks at us and says, if you're sustaining the needy, then that's a special zechus for me to sustain you. Hashem's manner of sustaining us, one of the significant aspects, is that Hashem makes it rain. If a person withholds gifts to the poor, so then the reciprocity here is that Hashem may withhold the rain from the people. The Gemara therefore continues on the theme of tzedakah, that very often a person thinks he's giving up of his own to somebody else, and in reality, giving tzedakah is the actual source of blessing. They say a beautiful analogy of a person who comes to the post office with a box, and the box has some postage on it, but not enough. So he gives it to the clerk, and the clerk says, the box is too heavy. You're going to need more postage. So what do I have to do? You have to purchase some of these stickers and put the stickers on the box. And the person says, I don't understand. If I purchase stickers and I put them on the box is going to be even heavier. And the answer, of course, is it'll be heavier. But it's those postage stickers that are going to get it to its destination. And the same thing is with tzedakah. If a person finds, for example, Chazal tell us that he's having trouble with his budget, let him give tzedakah. It doesn't seem to make sense. If I give tzedakah, it's going to be even harder because I'll have less money. But it's that giving that's going to bring the blessing. V'omer Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan says, "My dechsev." What does it mean when it says the pasuk, aser ta aser, a double wording? And he answers, aser bishvil shetis asher. Give the tithe, give the tenth, in order that you should become wealthy. That it's a double meaning to the letters Ayin Sin Reish. It's also Ayin Shin Reish. Ashkiche Rabbi Yechanan liyinuka deresh Lakish. Rabbi Yechanan encountered the nephew, his nephew, the child of Resh Lakish. Omar Lei, he said to him, Ema li pisukecha, tell me what you're learning. Omar Lei, he told him, Aser ta aser, this pasuk of giving the tithe. Omar Lei, the child asked Rabbi Yechanan, Umay aser ta aser, what exactly does it mean? Amalei and Rabbi Yechanan answered, Aser b'shvil shatis asher. Give the tithe in order that you should become wealthy. Amalei, the child said, Minolach, how do you know to learn the pasuk like that? Amalei, Rabbi Yechanan told him, Zil nasi, test Hashem. It's not a problem. You'll see that this is the way to learn the pasuk. It's true. Aser b'shvil shatis asher. Give the tithe, you'll become wealthy. Amalei, the child said, Umishari linesuye la HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Are you allowed to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You're not allowed to say, this is not a normal attitude that we have. I'm going to do the mitzvah and let me see the blessing. Hashem has so many calculations. How do we know how Hashem is going to reward us exactly? Foksiv lo sinasu es Hashem. Don't test Hashem. Not a good idea. You're not allowed to do it. Amalei, Rabbi Yechanan answered, Hachi Amar Rav Hoshea, this is what Rav Hoshea taught, Chutz Mizu, except for this case, that Hashem does allow you to test him, give tzedakah, and you'll see there'll be blessing. Shene'emar, Haviu es kol ha'maiser el beis ha'otzar, give the maiser v'yiteref b'veisi, so that you're supporting Hashem's house, Hashem's different interests. Make sure that the poor people are taken care of. Make sure the Kohanim Leviim are taken care of. Uvechanunina bezos, you're allowed to test me in this regard. Amar Hashem Tzavakos, im lo eftach lochem esarubas Hashemayim varikosi lochem bracha ad belidai. If you won't find that I will open the windows of heaven in blessing and bless you beyond expectation. Amalei, the child, said to Rabbi Yechanan, Ihaves mati hasam lahai psuka, if I would have reached that pasuk, I would have realized this on my own. Indeed, that's the way we understand the pasuk, aser ta'aser, and the problem that you're not allowed to test Hashem, not a problem. There's a pasuk in Malachi that expresses the idea that this case of tzedakah is indeed an exception, and the bracha is a reliable expectation. There's a fascinating medrash that says, Im asmo ve'emina v'mayomin v'asmi'ila. If you'll go to the left, I'll go to the right. If you'll go to the right, I'll go to the left. Referring to the pasuk that Avraham told Lot. What does that pasuk have to do with tzedakah? Why is the medrash invoking it in the context of tzedakah? But that's this play on words, that if you put the dot of the shin on the right side, asher, a person wants to be wealthy, he doesn't want to give tzedakah, he wants to preserve the wealth to himself. So aser, it ends up that he has a tenth of his belongings, that his belongings do not have blessing. And conversely, aser, if he gives the tenth that was talked about, then he's granted osher, he's granted wealth. There's an amazing Tosfos over here, which just stylistically seems to be a little bit out of context of the typical things that Tosfos discusses, but Tosfos does go ahead and mention something that we encountered in Rashi, Parshas Noso, Perek Hey, in Bamidbar Pasuk Yud, where Rashi talks about a person who tries to keep the maaser for himself. He doesn't want to give the tithe, and as a result ends up with his property much diminished. So Tosfos discusses such a case of a story where a child was told by his father, make sure to give the maaser, and the child didn't, and his property diminished. I'd like to conclude the session with the statement from the Aruch HaShulchan, who discusses how important it is to give tzedakah. Obviously, if a person has trouble giving, they should speak to a spiritual mentor, to a rabbi, to discuss the topic, either because of coaching or because of some sort of psak. In some cases, a person continues giving tzedakah, but he may not be able to give the full meiser at a specific time. Sometimes we give a psak that he should keep the tally and catch up on meiser at a later time. As long as the person continues giving tzedakah at all times, but the fundamental principle is that giving tzedakah does increase one's wealth. The Aruch HaShulchan in Siman Resh Mem Zayin Sif Vav in Yoredeya declares, Hachush Meyid, the life experience testifies, Mikama Ashirim, from many wealthy people, Shakol Ma Shanostim Yoser, Misashrim Yoser, the more they give generously, the wealthier they become. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.